The Hawk is on the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
101.5 The Hawk, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was Art Blakey with the Jazz Messengers playing Caravan. The setup for tonight's show last week, as you may know, we did a retrospective on the Latin influence on jazz in celebration of Cinco de Mayo. And this week, we are looking at a little bit at the Arabian influence in jazz and vice versa, thanks to the celebration of Eid al-Fitr beginning today. And Eid al-Fitr is, I'm sure the pronunciation might not be the best, and I apologize, but it is a Muslim holiday that celebrates the end of Ramadan, so happy day to all of you who celebrate out there. And I thought, you know, why not take a little look at the Arabian influence in jazz and what some Western jazz musicians have taken out of Middle Eastern music and their kind of style. In my research, I noticed that there is a big difference in music that one might not realize right away, but as you listen to it, you kind of get it. And that is, the Arabian music tends to lack some of the elements that we're so used to in the Western jazz, and that is piano, for one, and percussion was another one I noticed. Some of them do, some of them don't. Obviously, you know, it's based on the group, but some of the more traditional, as you get more traditional, it's a lot of string instruments, as well as some percussion. But not like the whole drum set kind of thing. But it's really wonderful. So I think we'll have a lot of fun looking at that. You know, before we get started, I want to tell you a story here. And it's about this boy who owned a dog that was uncommonly shaggy. But many people still remarked about, like, its shagginess. It was like Tim Allen in the movie Shaggy Dog or whatever it was called. And when the boy learned that there are contests for shaggy dogs, he took his dog to these contests. The dog won first prize for shagginess in both the local and the regional competitions. So the boy figured he ought to enter one of the larger contests, until he finally entered into the world championship for shaggy dogs. When the judges inspected all of the competing dogs, they remarked about the boys and said, "He's not that shaggy. We can only hope that tonight's show is a bit more shaggy." Or I guess you don't want a show to be shaggy. Either way, we have a lot of great stuff for you this evening. We'll have our intermission by Mike Nichols and Elaine May as our comedy relief. And then we have plenty of artists with us. We have Anur Brahim, Tufik Farouk, Abdel Halim Hafez, Mahmoud Moneka, and of course Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. I'm sure you already know what song that's going to be. So without further ado, let us begin our look into the Arabian side of jazz with Anur Brahim playing flamenco, Arabic flamenco, that is. And he's been around for quite a while. He's from Tunisia, and in the 1980s reached a high fame in his country for blending Arab classical music, folk music, and jazz. He's been recording since at least 1991 and has found a very faithful audience from around the world. It's a eclectic and creative combination of the music that really brings out the true spirit of what we love about jazz, the combination of different elements fusing together to play something so powerful and meaningful. It comes from the heart and from the soul. And without further ado, here is Anur Brahim with Arabic Flamenco on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you. 101.5 The Hawk. That was Anur Ibrahim playing Arabic flamenco on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And could you hear those desert rhythms protruding through the bass, the baritone saxophone, and the light drumming? It is a music that exfoliates the soul, comes from the heart, and with the rhythms and the beat and the feeling, the jive of a people who are connecting with not only their surrounding, their environment, but with each other and with each other spiritually. There's a certain emphasis and there's a certain energy. I'm not sure what it is, how you can explain it, but that is only found, I find, finding found, it has been formidable. That it is only in, I've noticed, in Arabic music. It's this wonderful, I'm not sure really. The closest kind of sense is probably medieval music from the Normans, but even then, it's different. That's more militaristic. This is more free. It really lends itself well to jazz. And I'm glad that Anur Ibrahim, we have him out there blending the two so well, really, really well. Up next, we have another artist that has been blending the two genres together and has been doing so just as well. His song is inspired by Anait in Tunisia, which is, of course, a popular jazz tune, a standard, a hard bop standard. And appropriate for a bebopper, Tufik Farouk plays the saxophone. He is a French-Lebanese composer from Lebanon who blends his jazz with a Middle Eastern flavor that goes noticeable. And it stems from his bicultural roots between Lebanon and France. And I really see no better way to bridge the gap between the two musical continents than between France and Lebanon. It's a great foot in the door for Middle East, and France, of course, is a great foot in the door for jazz, with its popular scene dating back to, well into the 40s and even earlier. Many jazz musicians, even from the West, have been known to go to France for inspiration, which I guess makes it such a wonderful breeding ground for great music. This recording, a single, was released in 2012 and entitled A Night in Damascus. In this song, you will hear a similar style to the bebop and the Latin compositions we heard last week, in that the main group will play the melody, and then each will have their turn in the spotlight soloing, and then come back and play the melody again. And it's a beautiful song. You really hear the influence here, but you also recognizably that style and the organization of the music comes from the jazz, no doubt from the France side of things, but it's wonderful. You have the drums coming in together. It's a wonderful opening. I shouldn't spoil it for you. So without further ado, here is Tufik Farouk with A Night in Damascus on 101.5 The Hawk. 101.5 The Hawk, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. And did you like that tune? That A Night in Damascus by Tewfik Farouk? I think you can clearly understand what I was trying to say, at least before we played the song, and that it really does eclectically bring together that jazz melody, melody and rhythm, the style, but also those Arabic influences together with the overall sound, the instruments and everything. It really comes together to blend something wonderful, and I'm glad we had the chance to look at it today. Up next, we have another song that is really, we're almost slowly coming into a more recognizable kind of jazz, although the lyrics in this one you might not understand. And that is My Uncle, My Heart by Abdel Halim Hafez. And it's more of a, it sounds like it'd be something you'd hear from the 1950s. They're singing, it's a very showy tune, and it's something that I'm sure if it were ever translated into English, Bing Crosby probably would have recorded himself. You have main vocals and backing vocals, you have strings, pianos, drums, horns, everything. The soprano saxophone offers its nasally tune to really drive home the point of that mixture of cultures. So without further ado, here we have My Uncle, My Heart by Abdel Halim Hafez on 101.5 The Hawk's Johnny Athens Variety Hour.
جاوب عن سؤالي يا قلبي يا خالي جاوب عن سؤالي مشغول من ايه وشغلني ليه مشغول من ايه وشغلني ليه يا قلبي يا قلبي ليه مشغول من ايه وشغلني ليه مشغول من ايه وشغلني ليه يا قلبي يا قلبي ليه الدنيا في عيني كانت حلوة ايه اللي زود حلاوتها وايه اللي خلاها غنوة وايه اللي خلاك غنتها الدنيا في عيني كانت حلوة ايه اللي زود حلاوتها وايه اللي خلاها غنوة وايه اللي خلاك غنتها تفوت عالنور تقول مش نور وتعشق نور سواد العين ويجي الليل تحب الليل وتنسى الفجر يوم واتنين تفوت عالنور تقول مش نور وتعشق نور سواد العين ويجي الليل تحب الليل وتنسى الفجر يوم واتنين ليه يا قلبي يا قلبي ليه
يا قلبي يا فالك جاوب عن سؤالك يا قلبي يا فالك جاوب عن سؤالك
مشغول من ايه وشغلني ليه مشغول من ايه وشغلني شي قابلت عني مرة ومعدو يوم كان مش على بالك ما يكونش يا قلبي اللي بيجرى على غيرك هو اللي جرى لك ما تكونش قابلت عني مرة وما دوم كان مش على بالك بتنكر ليه شاور لي عليه اشوفه معاك واروح وياك دي قاسي النار وانا محتار وليه تحرمنا قاسي معاك بتنكر ليه شاور لي عليه اشوفه معاك واروح وياك دي قاسي النار وانا محتار وليه تحرمنا قاسي معاك ليه يا قلبي يا قلبي ليه
يا قلبي يا سالك جاوب عن سؤالك يا قلبي يا سالك جاوب عن سؤالك مشغول من ايه مشغلني ليه مشغول من ايه مشغلني ليه
ليه ليه ليه يا قلبي يا
The Hawk. That was Abdel Halim Hafez with My Uncle, My Heart, a classically jazz Arabian song. And it's, you can hear influences too of Arabian pop at the time. So it's great when an artist can kind of double down like that. Up next, I thought we'd take a little break from our taste into the honeypot of the Middle East and stay in the 60s style of that last tune with the kind of humor from then. Not all were so brilliant, but Mike Nichols and Elaine May were geniuses. Here is their phone booth operator routine as performed on The Jack Parr Show many years ago.
Information.
Operator, will you give me the number, please, of George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, at 4411 Huguenot Walloon Drive?
That is George Kaplan.
Yes, that's right.
That is Kaplan.
Yes.
That is K as in knife, A as in aardvark, P as in pneumonia, L as in luscious, A as in aardvark. Once again, N as in you will approach Kaplan?
I think so, yes.
Just one moment, sir. I will look that number up for you.
Thank you very much. Operator, if you could try to hurry.
I am looking the number up for you.
It's just that I'm terribly late here, and I'm hoping...
That number is listed in your directory.
Operator, there is no directory here. I swear to...
Will you please take a pencil and write
yes.
the number down?
I promise. I definitely will. Yes.
The number is audible.
Hello.
Quiet.
Hello. Hello, operator. Hello.
Information.
Operator.
Information.
Operator, you just collected my dime.
Information is a free service, sir.
Yes,
when you hang up your dime, will be returned to you.
Listen, I know it's usually a free service. See, the thing is, in this case, I heard the dime, you know, hit all those other dimes. I know it's in there, and I wouldn't bother you about a dime. The thing is, it's my last dime. I have no change, and my car has just broken down. I'm already over an hour late for an extremely important appointment, so you can see that it's not... Hello?
Information.
Operator, please return my dime.
I cannot return your dime to you, sir, until you hang up. When you hang up, your dime will be returned to you.
No, it won't, operator. Listen to me. I know that sound. I've heard it all my life. That dime is in there.
Information cannot argue with a closed mind. Why don't you try hanging up?
Because I can't take the chance. I'll lose the dime. I'll lose you. But, miss, look, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to? A human being?
You wish to speak to a human being?
Please.
Is this about your alleged dime?
It's a real dime. Now,
Hold on just one moment, sir, and I will connect you with the information supervisor.
Oh, thank you very much. Listen, operator, hello?
Information.
Listen, there's no chance that you would say, accidentally jostle something with your elbow and cut me off completely.
We do not work with our elbows, sir. Information supervisor. Can I help you?
I sincerely hope so.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute ago, operator.
Supervisor.
What?
This is the information supervisor.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Supervisor, just a minute ago, one of your girls inadvertently collected my last dime, and as I was explaining to her, my car... Yes.
Bell Telephone doesn't charge a dime.
Yes, I know.
When you hang up, your dime will be returned to you.
I just went through...
Information
this.
Is completely free service.
Not tonight! Now, miss, please try to understand what I'm saying to you. I'm speaking as one human being to another. Forget that you're an operator.
I'm a supervisor. Supervisor.
All right, well, supervisor, Bell Telephone has stolen my dime. That's what it comes down to. I'm simply going to have
to... Minute,
well, that's
sir.
What happened. You stole it. I trusted you.
Bell Telephone didn't steal your dime.
Exactly what they did.
But Bell Telephone doesn't need your dime.
Their telephone company gets millions of dimes every day. They didn't pick out your dime. Yes, they did. They picked it out and they stole it. If you don't like the way we do things, why don't you deal with some other company? There's no way I can turn you. You've got to do something.
I'm not going to argue with
you. What do you mean you're not going to argue?
You need to sit there and tell me that you think that the Bell Telephone Company has stolen your dime.
Exactly what I'm saying.
I'd just be very happy to return your dime to you.
You will?
Yes.
Oh, bless you. Thank you very much.
Not at all. What is your name and address?
Miss.
Yes?
You're going to send me a whole lot of stamps, aren't you?
Yes, we are. That's right.
I knew it. Look, I've received stamps from you people in the past, and it's a wonderful surprise. I need the dime now. Look, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to?
Yeah, I can connect you with the managing supervisor, Ms. Jones.
Please.
Who isn't going to be able to help you either. Why don't you give it a whirl?
Ms. Jones, please. And look, please hurry.
Oh, we'll just hold the line. Yeah.
Managing Supervisor, Miss Jones, can I help you?
Oh, Miss Jones. I'm so glad I finally got a hold of you.
What is it, sir?
Miss Jones, this is my story.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Miss Jones, a long time ago... One of your operators inadvertently collected my last dime.
Oh, my God.
And Miss Jones, as I explained to her, my car is... I don't usually do this.
Please, you go ahead and cry. Bell Telephone understands.
Thank you.
You've lost your dime.
No, she took it away.
Sir, if Bell Telephone has taken your dime, they will be very happy to give you a free call for that dime.
Oh, Miss Jones, if that's true, I'll never forget you as long as I live.
Well, that's true.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Miss Jones.
It's our pleasure to serve you.
Thank you.
You just give me the name of the party you're calling and the number.
Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
You're dealing here with a broken man. She took the dime before I ever heard the number. Look, forget it. I don't care anymore. Something has snapped
in me. Listen to me, sir. If you will give me the name of the party you're calling, you do know that.
Yes.
That I'll look the number up for you right here.
But you, the name is George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, is the Newell Post?
Right. Hold on, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Hello, sir.
Yes,
I have that number for
thank
you.
Yes.
That number is ordered in 1954.
Thank you, Miss Jones. Now tell me what to do.
Hold on,
please.
Until you hear the dial tone. Then dial your number, sir. You have a free call.
Thank you, Miss Jones. I'll never forget you.
Is a recording. You have dialed a wrong exchange.
The Hawk, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Very good to be here with you, and I'm glad that you're listening once again. That was Henry Mancini with his title theme, Arabesque, from the 1966 film of the same name, featuring Gregory Peck and Sophia Loren. What a time. What a cast. And it worked as a sequel, well, not really a sequel, but in line with the director Stanley Donen's earlier film Charade, in which Henry Mancini also composed the music. And 1966 was a big time for Middle Eastern influence in the United States. Of course, only a couple years later, well, actually at that time, the Beatles were having their trip to India and this kind of enlightenment and tumbled together to create this wonderful counterculture we got later on in the 60s with a combination of many different cultures coming together. And much like that, this next song has different musical styles coming together. When I first heard this tune, I immediately thought of Dizzy Gillespie and his scatting during those late 40s, early 50s tunes with his band. The song Dingy Doo by Mahmoud Maneka is an Arabian jazz standard, I'd be willing to say, featuring a more standard jazz setup with a saxophone, clarinet, percussion, keyboard, guitar, bass, and drums, as well as the scat singing. This bassist-songwriter completely hits the nail on the head with the two styles, the bebop and the Arabian flair coming together to create such a wonderful tune. Mahmoud Moneke is from Iraq, and he's been working now in Austria, Vienna, for a few years, and just released a new single, Macarona. He's been finding some great success in the past few years, and I hope that he finds even more. He's a wonderfully talented artist. Without further ado, here is his tune, Dingy Doo, on 101.5 The Hawk.
Oh, dingy, 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 doo. Dingy, 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 doo. Dingy, 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 doo. Dingy, 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 doo. هاجرت من اوسيبوني ويا احبابي ودعوني زين نعرف ماني سوني عندي بصمه بالمدينه زين نعرف ماني سوني عندي بصمه بالمدينه ديك 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 دو Dinky 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 do, فرهدونا سبرونا ودمرونا بالسياسة فرهدونا وكل ما نحكي هددونا طلعنا احنا هالبلية وكل ما نحكي هددونا طلعنا احنا هالبلية دينك 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 دو دينك 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 دو Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk, that is all of our time for this week, and I thank you for tuning in to listen to this wonderful blend of Western and Eastern music. I learned a lot this week, and I hope you did too. If you enjoyed some of the songs and you want to go give them your support, I'll link everything on my social medias, Johnny.Athens on Instagram and Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook. To close us out, I'll play the infamous Night in Tunisia by Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker on 101.5 The Hawk. Take care and good night.